The next to speak is here this week to help our birthday fling. His voice is heard by every nerd where CBS is king. A college chum who wasn't dumb said Charlie went to Fordham. He studied econ, but with his elan, economics just plain bored him. He found he could write, but discovered there was more bite if he read what he wrote through a mic. He didn't start low, right to a CBS O&O in New York, just from his home a hike. But then he did flee to one ABC, we all should be forgiven one sin. And after the Big Apple, he started to dabble in management, but that was no win. But then came the break. He told CBS he would take just 5 minutes of time in the morning. The show, it was lauded, the audience applauded. Not even one critic was scorning. He covers the news and other views from man bites dog to inaugural. But he's at his best, and I'm sure you've guessed. Charlie Osgood recites that doggerel. Here's Charlie!
As old Jimmy Durante used to say, everybody wants to get into the act. On one of the first trips that I made to Minneapolis after I went to work for CBS News, back at a time when, to me, the names of the CBS News correspondents read like a sort of pantheon of the greats, I would look at these names and sometimes I would be the only one that I never heard of. But it was during that time that I got on a plane to Minneapolis and sat next to somebody who struck up a conversation with me and asked what I did, and I told him I was on radio, and they asked me whereabouts, and I said at CBS News in New York, and I dropped a few names. I dropped Harry Reasoner's name and Walter Cronkite's name and Eric Severide's name, and didn't get all that much response, not as much as I thought. And he said, what are you heading out to Minneapolis for? I said, I'm going to go to, I was on a book tour, and I said I was going to be on the Boone and Erickson show on WCCO. He said, Boone and Erickson? We're going to be on Boone and Erickson? Wait till I tell my wife. So that told me something right away about what WCCO means, and then I subsequently got to meet those guys and so many other folks at WCCO, and came to know what a remarkable and terrific outfit it is. One of the things about being in this business is that you do get to go to city after city. You find out something about the affiliate stations just by virtue of how well or how little people know you and what their response is to what you do. And here I find an awful lot of people will say to me, you know, I heard what you said this morning, and I almost cut myself when I was shaving, a lot of them will say, or I almost drove the car off the road, things of that kind. When I think of the carnage that I've caused in the bathrooms and the highways of America over the years, it makes me feel a little guilty. Well, didn't 60 years zip by real fast tonight? It made me think that, you know, the real 60 years zipped by pretty fast, too. I've only been a part of about a little less than a quarter of that. But still, to be here tonight and to hear the honor roll called and to actually see in person some of these people, it was sort of a nostalgic trip for me. I can remember in listening to the Dewey-Stassen debate in 1948. They talked about the Nixon bill. I wonder whatever became of Nixon and those people. But you learn something here tonight. Tonight I learned whatever became of that Reasoner kid who used to write at the radio station. But looking back is in some ways an easy exercise. The past is there to read, to look at, and to think about. The future is a little harder to deal with. We try to do that in our business sometimes. There's a word that applies to this. It's called gyromancy. Gyromancy is the art of prophecy by means of spinning around in circles until you get so dizzy you fall down. We do this in my line of work. We call it analysis. I try to avoid it as much as possible. Even like on election night, and I'll be working with Reed Collins this coming election night, and you get to learn certain ways of talking about things that are happening, are likely to happen. We have a CBS News projection and a CBS News estimate, and those are different things. You have to learn to distinguish between them. I tried to get them to install another category that I would call a CBS News sneaky suspicion. But they're unwilling to put that particular category in. So I won't predict what's going to happen either with CBS or with CBS News or with WCCO, but it seems to me that 60 years, although it may seem like a long time, we don't know how long that is in the lifetime of a station. We don't know yet what the life expectancy of a station ought to be. But I would say, judging by the vitality and vigor of the creature, that it ought to live several more years. Does not seem to be declining at all. I think my favorite quote about the future comes from a politician, a fellow who used to be a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors back around the turn of the century. His name was James T. McSheehy. And what he said about the future was this. He said, "As I look down the invisible pathway of the future," he said, "I can see clearly before me the footprint of the hand of fate." That's very much easier looking in the opposite direction. I know you all expect me to do a poem, but how do you do a poem about a radio station? Radio station seems to be just, you know, call letters. It's a transmitter. It's a bunch of wires in a box. And of course, there's a lot of people. Well, it seemed to me that the appropriate sort of a poem to write for this occasion, since this is an anniversary, and if you wanted to personify this thing that we call a radio station, that I would like to think of it as a woman and to think of this poem as a love poem. Perhaps you know my awful curse is that I am given to writing verses. So listen, WCCO, there's something that you ought to know. I realize that your age is such that you're older than I, but not by much. So please accept these words from me on this, your anniversary. Here's to your voice across the years, in times of laughter, in times of tears. Here's to your listeners, bless them all, in Minneapolis and St. Paul and wherever else your signal reaches and entertains, informs, and teaches. Here's to the land that you're the heart of. Here's to the lives that you've been part of. Here's to 60 years of being there, a friendly voice coming through the air, getting folks up and on their way, making them smile with the things you'd say. And how many nights was yours the only voice that was comfort to someone lonely? That is something you'll never know, will you, WCCO? But it happened more than you'll ever know. More than you ever knew. It can't be proved, but you know it's true. You made us think, and you made us feel, because what you are is so true, so real. And may I say it, I hope I might, you look just beautiful tonight. Thank you, and I'll see you on the radio.